Welcome to the Mac and Nelly podcast. This is Mac.
And I'm Nelly. Thank you for listening to episode 10. Today we have Say Cheese TV CEO Sean Cotton with us.
Down here at BOC Studios, downtown Seattle. Shout out my man Intellect. We do not own the rights to any of the music.
Oi! When you're out there doing you, remember this. They respect you more when you're the official you. Introducing Oi Brand, apparel for those who dress to impress and empower. Oi!
McAnally in this. All through your body. The blows like a 12-gauge shotty.
You feel me?
Oh, yes.
Happy New Year.
Happy fucking New Year.
We have not made any noise. We haven't dropped anything.
We've been quiet for like 3 weeks.
Yeah. So.
Our bad.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Everyone, we hope your holidays went well.
I hope you got shit for Christmas. If you didn't, shit.
Whatever. Family. Health. Good health. So, today we have Sean Cotton with us, and this is Say Cheese TV CEO.
Man, it's lit, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you for coming.
I love Seattle. I love the women, the teriyaki.
Yes, the teriyaki.
What's the chicken place you be taking me to?
What, Ezell's?
Yeah.
So, you know, every time I come, it's a good time. But last time the Seahawks beat us, like, what, 3 weeks ago?
Because you're, Eagles fan?
Yeah. I'm originally from Philly, so.
Right.
I mean, Carson had a good game, though. You know what I'm saying? He was doing his thing.
Yeah. He didn't do what he usually do, so.
I mean, a lot of people come here and don't do what they usually do.
I know. Facts.
Yeah.
Me and Mac did a Huey P. video, so that's going to be out.
We was acting and shit. It's going to be on World Star everywhere.
I was asked to do a cameo, and then I ended up having to act and have, like, a major role. So, yeah.
She was the queen.
Look out, for that. The queen scammer.
Shout out Huey P.
Shout out Huey P and Oi.
Tosh King and team.
Shout out to our sponsor, Oi Brand. I'm getting ready to go to Hawaii. So we're talking about this rain. I'll be in 80-degree weather next week. Or Thursday. On Thursday, I leave. I can only think of one thing at a time. I know. I'm sorry.
It's good, though.
My cousin's getting married.
It's good. Big niggas don't need to be in the heat, no way. You feel what I'm saying? It's conducive for
you. Stay warm. You're good. You're made for this weather.
Exactly. I'm made for this.
And then.
Shout out to that New Year's party we
moved. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to the party.
Shout out to the party. It was popping for the most part.
It was. We enjoyed ourselves.
I enjoyed myself. I had fun.
Speaking of the party, I rode 300 Lumpia for that party.
Did you?
You know I did.
That's popping.
And
I probably had like 30 of them myself.
Hell yeah. Well, speaking of why you're here, do you ever go to Catfish Corner?
Uh-uh.
No.
Have we been before?
So Catfish Corner is closing today for a year, apparently. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know.
So you might not have enough time to go run up there and grab them something, but
I don't really eat catfish no way, so.
It's like seafood? Fine.
It's catfish and fries and hush puppies and you don't fuck with it.
He ain't put me on.
No.
Oh, see, you got to stop by and get
I'm with the wrong Seattle niggas.
That's why I'm like, you walked in here with these niggas. I said, oh no, we got to find you some new Seattle niggas. This who you been fucking with. This is why I even know the nigga been up here.
Man,
they been hogging you. Mm-hmm. Y'all be trying to be hella exclusive and shit.
Hey, man, it's exclusive, man.
It's all good. So, yeah.
I went to see Jumanji.
Oh, did
Kevin
you?
Hart. That shit was fucking hilarious.
Kevin Hart's in Jumanji?
Kevin Hart, The Rock, Jack Black.
Wow.
Shit's fucking hilarious. Go see that joint. I laughed the whole time.
Yeah, I love the original, so we'll have to see about that. Yeah,
they threw a little ode to the original in there. It was in there.
I watched Stretch and Bobbito. Stretch and Bobbito. Have you seen that documentary on Netflix?
Oh, no. You told me to watch it.
Watch it. It's like... They're like a legendary radio show that pretty much changed.
Bobbito's the one cat, the light-skinned Puerto Rican cat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I know him.
So Stretch Armstrong, it's the Stretch Armstrong show hosted by Bobbito.
Yeah.
But he is the DJ, mm-hmm. white boy. And there's like a verse from Biggie that's like, that no one had heard when he was 16 that they had on theirs. But all the niggas are on there.
Belinda whispering is what I hear when B.I.G. appear on the scene. Niggas get scared. Well, I'm about to stick up, man. I don't want the rings on your hand. I don't understand. When I come through the avenue, I must know voodoo. Cause all eyes are on you. And my so-called friends beg for ends for me to lend. But this bank world...
StretchandBobbito.com.
Sorry. Let the world feed them when it come to what's up. The peace sign is how I greet them. Sometimes they won't get that. Sweating me for some chit chat. Bite my lyric like a Kit Kat. Open your eyes and realize ain't no sugar in my tea.
Out of
all my friends, it's just one I want
to
thank.
Need
my
man Big Would you like me to email it to you, Dante?
Please.
For your birthday?
Please.
I got you.
Text it to me.
Okay.
Like the A-Train. That's why I flip. Keep a burner to my... Take a hooker to the crib. She got a strip. Stay dipped.
Take out of tape trips.
Don't drink a lot of Hennessy. I only take a sip. I'm not a paper gangster of no sort. I do smoke Newports. When I get stressed, I grab my vest. Damn, tried to give you the warning sign. When I said chill,
I wasn't meaning an LL's rhyme.
I was telling you not to tear up, because he will rip up. I'm telling you not to erupt, because he's just as corrupt as a DJ should be.
Oh, that's dumb.
So go watch it. And then they just, what they did for radio, how they made niggas come on freestyle. It reminds us of what we kind of do here.
Where is it called again?
Stretch and Bobita.
Okay.
Yeah,
check it
watch
out.
That. Yeah, ready for tea time?
Tea time! Hey. Pass the blunt, Nelly.
Gangland, talking about it, the Israeli Dulike, Hell Gang Mazi. Shout out to everybody that been tapping in as far as the nigga slime addiction, sending positive vibes and all the gangster shit. We legitimate, nigga, on my mama. Nigga, it's been like 10, 12 days or some shit. I don't know, but nigga, it's been hard to kick that shit. I ain't gonna lie. We still bricked up, though. I had a couple bricks in the closet. You hear me? Any young nigga doing that shit, bro, you understand me? This should influence you to stop. If it don't, nigga, on the beat, nigga, drink a lot of water at the minimum. You hear me? Gangland, Hell Gang Mazi, nigga. Fuck that cup. They say health is wealth. I need my bag.
Sacramento rapper Mazi officially quits drinking lean and starts the hashtag kick the cup challenge. So lean what is lean?
Promethazine and all that shit.
It's liquid heroin. Is that what people call it?
Yeah, like it's real popular. It's real popular in Texas.
Yeah, that's where really started.
I know lean. Yeah. I guess I was just for the listeners. It was like 13 days in. He's like, yeah, I'm 13 days. He's one of them niggas that kind of get a new job. And you'd be like, yeah, nigga, get a job. Step your game up. He's one of them niggas.
He poured the shit out. Niggas was mad about it.
Yeah. I was like, at least give it to the granny with the cough, nigga. Right. You know, like, it's somebody's medicine. But I feel like it was just extreme.
Yeah, it was extreme, but I understand what he's trying to do. But
he'll be back sipping it soon, though, I think. It's just funny. It's trendy.
It's the stop shooting niggas challenge.
Right. Exactly.
Stop hitting niggas with the 30.
Take care of your kids challenge. But
I mean, but lean is a big reason why, because I deal with a lot of rappers, mm-hmm. and it's like rappers, they get so moody,
right?
Or they get so lazy,
mm-hmm.
or like I said, their attitudes change,
right? And it's
every
based
day,
off of
it's
that.
A different personality. So I feel like that's a good challenge that he's doing, because I mean, lean is breaking up friendships. It's breaking up families.
Yeah.
Dudes are going broke.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, they say it's like, what, liquid heroin, right?
Yeah. Right.
So, I mean.
Because I know they're paying like 60 an ounce out here, 60, 70.
Just for an ounce of.
So, what is it other places?
I don't drink it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So it could get, you know.
But I don't know, like South by Southwest, it was like 200, like a line.
What?
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. I knew, that's why I said I knew somewhere else it was more, because our drugs over here. Exactly. Yeah. Our drugs over here aren't that expensive.
I don't know, like in Texas, like, I don't know, everywhere, like activists is like done. You can't get
anywhere. Yeah,
you
can't get anywhere.
But
yeah.
I know, like, there's a lot of people in Texas that still have activists.
Right.
So that shit run you like 250, 300 a line. And they say the taste is so good.
Yeah.
Like,
I
like
need
one taste. Look at me.
See, I tasted lean once and I was just like,
I'm not even gonna lie.
But activists is just, they
it's
say
just
that.
Activists, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just that. So,
but it's, my brother came over 2 days after that. I'm not even gonna lie. I drank some of his shit. I feel like when it's trendy now, it's trendy. Everyone wants to stop. I don't like the trend, but I guess it's a good trend, but it's just crazy that it has to take. A rapper to tell you guys.
It's like y'all niggas
it's
really
annoying.
Not as real and authentic as y'all say. Y'all
right.
If it takes this for you to stop this shit.
We'll see. But I guess that is something composite.
Though.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Shout out to Mazi for that.
So the Finesse remix featuring Cardi B, first woman in 2018 to reach number one on the U.S. iTunes.
Dope.
It's only a week into the new year, but still, that's cool. Also, Bodak Yellow, No Limit featuring Cardi B,
mm-hmm.
and then Motorsport featuring Cardi B were all on Billboard's Hot 100 top 10 okay. at once.
So not so that, her singles, just songs
that she's on.
That she's on.
Right, exactly. But all right. we're all at the same time.
Right, right.
So that puts her up there with Ashanti and the Beatles.
Okay. And she's the first rapper?
It's the third act ever and the first rapper. Exactly. Gotcha. So yeah. So
shout
she's
out to
doing
Cardi
her thing.
B. Good shit.
Yeah, we were talking about the Bruno Mars album.
Oh yeah. And people are going crazy over that remix, like the album wasn't
Filthy Already.
Filthy Already, right?
Yeah. So yeah.
But shout out to her.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions revoked a trio of memos from the Obama administration that had adopted a policy of non-interference with marijuana-friendly state laws. Right. And this is just days after California, marijuana becomes legal in California.
Right. Pretty much Jeff Sessions and the Obama or the Trump administration are hell-bent on just reversing everything that Obama did. But honestly, that's what it really seems like.
Right.
There's really no point to this. Even Trump is, like, not even tripping about marijuana like that.
Sessions has always said, deemed it dangerous, but the Trump administration, they were saying that they weren't going to fuck with the law, so.
Sessions probably smoked weed his damn self. He probably do coke some more shit.
All right.
Sports. That's tea time.
Yep.
Sports. I just want to start off by saying LeVar Ball is the GOAT.
Nah, all-time GOAT.
All-time GOAT. And if you hate on this man, you just hate life. I just don't understand. LeVar Ball, but this particular topic is about him predicting his two sons will play for the Lakers by 2020.
Right.
He predicted one son is going to play for the Lakers, and that came true. So now he's doubled down on both of his boys. After he pulled his son out of UCLA and his son out of other son out of Chino Hills, and they now play professionally in Lithuania. So LeVar Ball.
I mean, that's dope. But what gets me about LeVar Ball is that he's trying to start his own league.
Yeah.
I was just going to say that for
You know, each player gets from 3 to 10 bands. If you're a superstar player, you get 10 bands.
Fresh out of high school.
Fresh out of high school. And I mean, look at the NCAA. These players aren't getting any money.
Look.
I
mean,
you're making more money than WNBA, bitches.
Facts.
Listen,
facts.
If he's doing shit like that, that's cutting into billions of dollars. Like, I hope this man stays safe.
But they want to see him lose. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
See
at
him
this
lose
point,
so bad.
I just hope he stays safe.
That would be dope, though, if he really came up with a league like that.
Come on. That's lit.
Yeah.
Fresh out of high school, making how many bands? You said 3 to 10. Come on,
like,
man.
3 is the minimum.
Yeah,
that's living.
It's just crazy the hate he gets. I mean, because it's so many stories, up and coming stories about players coming up without a father.
Right.
And then you finally get a player.
The dad that's
where
just
the dad is just super
involved.
Supportive.
That's because
and they
still
can't
gets
take
hate.
It.
That's because, and this is no disrespect to black moms, because you guys are the pinnacle of us,
everything.
You know, of everything.
No,
but they have the media has romanticized the black mother. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about. The athlete coming up with a single mom. You know what I'm saying? That's the bread and butter. Now you got LeVar, who's challenging everything.
Right.
As far as black men. And people say shit like he's ruining his kids' careers and he's ruining. His son is in the NBA. What the fuck did he ruin?
No, facts.
What is he ruining? He was a number
They're
two
all playing
pick.
Pro ball now at this point.
At this point?
I mean, when I knew LeVar Ball was, like, influential was when I was on the phone with my homie. And this was, like, 6 months ago. And then we was on the phone, and he was like, man, I'm trying to LeVar Ball my son. I was like, what you mean? I'm trying to get the bag to where I can, you know what I'm saying, put my son in the position to win.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I was like, damn, LeVar Ball really on to something.
He
you
got
mean?
Us wanting to be fathers. Cats want to be fathers to their kids, and they want to push their kids to the highest heights.
Right.
And that's dope.
Facts.
Shout out to LeVar. He's the fucking GOAT.
Yep.
Period. Paul Pierce.
I feel Paul Pierce.
OG Celtic says Isaiah Thomas should not have a tribute on the same night that his jersey is retired.
Which Isaiah Thomas? Because there's two.
The one now.
Isaiah Thomas.
Why would he have
a tribute?
Like, why?
Because, I mean, I'm assuming it's a game that the Cavs.
No hate.
No.
Like, he's still in the league. Like, what are we.
but they want to show
them. Because
they feel bad. They probably feel bad for trading them, and they want to show some love. Like, we do appreciate you, even though we got rid of you. So
they were going to do it when they played the Cavs. But I guess he wanted his whole family there. He wanted to bring people in.
Right.
So they're trying to do it on this day. But this is the day that Paul Pierce's jersey's going to be retired. Right. He's like, what
this
the
is
fuck?
My day, nigga.
Yeah.
I want to shit for y'all.
Him.
And he didn't win him a ring. So why are we... I mean, players get traded every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, why are they...
Because they feel bad.
I thought it was... I was thinking, why are the Celtics doing the Pistons eyes every time? And I was like, are they talking about this nigga? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Thomas is getting on. He's getting number two retired or UW. He's getting Nate Robinson's number
two. Which is crazy.
He's getting number two on another nigga day. He's doing his thing, y'all. He's it.
Yeah,
but I feel him though. I wouldn't want nobody to get no shine on my head.
Isaiah Thomas from out here, right?
Yeah.
Tacoma, yeah.
If you get married, you don't want to see a fucking tribute to somebody having a baby in 3 months.
Yeah. What they want from
me, mom. This is my fucking day. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
This is a crazy life. All right.
But that's sports. Raise me right. Okay. LeVar Ball to go.
So we're gonna do local music
local
first.
Music.
Local music.
Local music. You first?
Yep. I have Moet, and I was going to play her Bodak Yellow remix.
Moet, you better come with it.
Who's Moet? She's Moet. You rap?
Oh, no.
Oh.
So,
yelling wet, I soak the truth. Every beat I touch, I spit so hard, that's 100 proof, huh? No chasing my liquor, no chasing no nigga. I only chase bands, bands. Shout out to strippers that keep the shit popping and popping for bands, bands. Don't wanna sell dope no more, but he still wanna do money dance. I bring a dope to your dope, better have money in hand. Don't play with my money, don't play with my kids. Don't play with my hustle, don't play where I live. Don't play with my struggle, I live through the shit. Took plenty losses, I'm built for this shit. Don't play with my nigga if I claim him back. Don't play if you owe, bring me my stacks. Don't play on the mic if you know that shit whack. Play with this pussy, I might throw it back. I'ma keep pushing and pushing real hard. If it was easy, well, I'll have a bar. Lot of you bitches ain't never had bars. Fucking your way to the top, that's not hard. Won't call you out, no, not my job. But show me respect when you pass through the yard. No, I'm not Barbie, but fuck with the bars. Not in my caliber, you ain't that hard, huh? These is weed Timbs, these is thumper shoes. Pop at the mouth, ho, I might stomp on you. Use a lane, you ain't boss.
Okay, so
what's the move? Got a big
not only am I going to play her, but her daughter, she's 12, and I wanted to play a song that she has on SoundCloud, too. Sorry.
Her daughter got a song on SoundCloud?
Yes.
Go on ahead, girl.
Right. I had to do the mother-daughter thing. Keep submitting your songs to MacAnellyPodcast@gmail.com. That was Moet, Bodak Yellow remix.
Please spend money to get your songs mixed and mastered. It is worth it.
Facts.
If you need somewhere to record, come and see my nigga Intellect, because he's nice.
BOC Studios, downtown Seattle. This is Made It, 2K's.
Thought it was done, but I made it. Lil' Nika, Nika made it. I'ma come do it, bust a stupid plans. I'ma come do it, make this beat mine. Thought it was done. And grinding and pushing myself to the limit. Stay in your own lane. You can't try to knock me off. Stay in your own lane. You can't try to knock me off. I'm shining for all eights. Drip sauce A1. Looked at my piggy bank. Got more than ones. Nothing about me is regular. You gon' hear about me in a regular. When they pull me out the glide, that's her. Thought it was done. But I made it. Lil' Nika.
So I was scrolling Instagram, which I barely do, and I came across these cats from Federal Way, and they go by New Track City, and they got this
they're
song.
They're all pimps, huh?
No. They're on some, like, soulful, jazzy type shit. That's why I fuck with them. No, I don't fuck with them.
Oh, my God. It's another instrumental.
No, damn right.
Is it another instrumental?
No, they rapping.
Okay.
But they got this song called Lori Lee's Song Part 3.
bright enough to let me know that our existence wasn't based off luck. Confident as fuck, you couldn't tell me shit. I was Usain, I was Hakeem, I am the dream. I'm African, that means we made math. Chanu Achebe, R.I.P.'s. Full of lightning, went to Chipotle, I had that grease. What I'm saying is we were confident then. Imagination to be anything was standard back then. Fast forward and now I feel like zero. Listen close, I was talking hoes. Age made us swear to all the world's woes. From young and fearless to old and aware. Sometimes I wish I could have stayed back there. How we go from thinking anything is possible to learning probability. Fuck it, I'm stubborn, that's yeah. The kid in me. My life okay. Is old.
Don't ever get lost, we try to tell them dope. Took a gamble at life, we roll this every stove. We wake up, we got our way.
Really, really pretty. I love that. That was nice.
It reminds me of how I used to rap back in the day when I was doing my thing.
Yo, it's good.
Hey, bro. Emergency, bro. I need you to run me to the mall. I need to get a fit to get fresh for this party later.
Man, I got you. Where the party at?
Man, the party's in the hood. Shorty done this little bash. It's going down, man.
Oh, okay. So you trying to get real fly tonight.
Off top, you know I'm trying to get fresh. Man, I got like 10 in the petrol if you need it, bro. Just let me know.
Okay, okay, okay. Okay, I could take you to the mall or I could take you to get some of that oil.
Some of that oil?
Yeah, it's something new. But it's
Australia? What you talking about?
Nah, man. It's the flyest stuff out right now in Seattle.
Okay, okay.
The official you.
It's something like an order and he's gonna come right to me?
Yeah, man, they got something for the big fellas.
All
right,
cool. You know I'm hefty, you know? Yeah, I'm trying to lose, though, but shit, let's get the Oi then. Let's get it.
Oi Brand. Shop the collection at oibrand.com and follow all social media handles at OYBRAND. Oi. So, Say Cheese CEO Sean Cotton's here with us.
It's lit.
What up, what up?
What's the deal? I love Seattle.
How old are you?
I got an entertainment age, and then I got a real age.
Okay. Okay.
So, I mean.
What's your entertainment age then, right?
Entertainment, so.
I'm going to have to ask my baby daddy.
I'm old enough.
Well, we was in the same grade. I'm in the same grade as your, I was in the same grade as your baby daddy.
Right. Our first baby daddy.
Okay. I scored 40 on him. So that's when we became friends.
Dang.
Yeah.
Dang.
Nah, man.
So you're from Philly?
Oh, I'm 40 point games.
I'm from Arlington. I'm from.
But I was like, you're right. And
yeah,
then
but I moved down to Arlington and I spent most of my life there.
Okay, yeah.
And I've been living in Dallas for like the last 10 years.
Okay.
That's not the same thing. Arlington and Dallas are two different places.
Right. They're like 30 minutes away.
Right. That's but cool. I mean, Arlington's the biggest suburb in the world.
Okay. I mean,
population-wise.
Right.
Cowboy Stadium, Six Flags, Agtown.
Agtown.
Yeah. Arlington's in between Fort Worth and Dallas.
Yeah.
Arlington's in the middle. So, but yeah, that's where I grew up at. That's why I claim it so hard. Like, I could always claim Philly. All my family's there. My cousins, aunts, uncles, grandma.
Right.
I'm going to be there for the Eagles game. I've been to every Eagle game this year almost.
I told y'all. Super Bowl. Y'all said we was one and done. Tom Brady. I'm going to fuck your wife. Tom Brady, I'm going to fuck your wife. You a bitch, nigga. Tom Brady, you a bitch. Super Bowl next week. You see him. Tom Brady, I'ma fuck your wife, nigga. I'ma fuck your wife. I swear to God, we're going to the Super Bowl. I told y'all. Home in the way. So I rep Philly all the way, but
so you don't like the Cowboys?
No, I hate the Cowboys. I wouldn't date a girl who's a Cowboy fan.
I'm just sick of y'all.
And you know what? I'm almost at the point
where I don't believe Dallas. Anybody that roots for the Dallas Cowboys should be on TV. I'm almost at that point.
Yeah.
Oh, you people make me sick. You Cowboy fans are the worst.
Yeah. Shit.
Look at that. I wouldn't even date a bitch.
Facts.
A lot of bitches just fell off.
Okay. So 6 years ago, you were working for Best Buy. 6 years ago?
Yeah, the Best Buy distribution center. I was working at Best Buy and Home Depot. Pushing carts. $7.25 an hour,
and you quit, and you started to say cheese.
I quit. Yeah, I threw a party. I didn't have any money at the time. I threw a party called, you know, Call of Duty the game.
Mm-hmm.
Every Halloween, I would call it Call of Booty.
Okay.
So it would go crazy. Yeah, it would go dumb crazy. So, but you know, every year you do something to kind of fall off.
Right.
You know what I mean, so we was on Call of Booty 3, and Halloween, and I was like, yo. I need to make $1,500 off this party. I usually make like four bands off each year.
Right.
I mean, so for me, I'm like 18. That's a lot of money. 18, 19, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And then I made about $1,700 2011 Halloween. And I bought a MacBook off Craigslist, and I bought a camera. And then from there, it was on.
Man, and I was following you on your personal account, and I remember you saying that you were going to start this, and then now,
yeah,
6 years later, and
I was
like,
on the highway, and I just called my friend. I'm like, yo, I'm about to get rich off some shit off of Say Cheese. I called my homeboy.
Right.
On the highway, top down and everything. I was so inspired for some reason.
Because
I just went home to Philly, and blogging, it was always real big, like on the corner. You see how Meek was rapping on the corner?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That was always big on the East Coast. So I went home 2011. I was like, yo, they making a living that way. They're not doing that shit in the South. You know what I'm saying? The South is still extra DVDs and stuff like that. That shit's old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now I was putting shit on YouTube. That was the new shit.
Yeah.
So I went to Philly, came back, and I was just crazy inspired.
Yeah.
September, then October came, Halloween party. Then I made the money. November, it was cracking.
Yeah, yeah. Who'd you decide who to interview or who?
I interviewed my friend. Say Cheese was supposed to be a label at first.
Okay.
And then I recorded two of my homeboys rapping on camera. And then four niggas wanted to rap on camera. Then eight niggas wanted to rap. And I'm like, I can't do it. I got to make everybody feel like they're a part of this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So then it started going viral.
Yeah.
In the city, like Dallas, DFW area.
And people supported you, like?
Yeah. Like, it was a point to where as though I wasn't charging people. I would come to they shit. And I was just like, yo, throw me gas money.
Yeah.
Go throw me $40. Like, I got the old school Chevy. My shit eat up a lot of gas. Right. Throw me $40.
And I'm coming.
And I'm coming. So then I was making $40 a day. I'm like, and this is why I'm working. So I'm like, yo, if I'm making $40 a day while I'm working as a part-time.
Right. If I have more
what
time.
What could I do if I had 24 hours?
Yeah.
So at the Best Buy distribution center, I'm cleaning refrigerators.
Mm-hmm.
So I skipped one refrigerator and my supervisor started yelling at me. So I'm like feeling myself. I'm like, yo, I don't need this shit. Like, who you talking to? So I storm out of there.
Yeah.
I went home, called my mom. And then I was like, yo, mom, I'm about to go heavy with this Say Cheese shit. She was like, you got it. Just pay me $50 a week to live at her place.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, it was on.
That's dope.
Shout out to Mom Dukes, man.
No, facts.
Shout out to Mom Dukes, man. Like I said, the black mom is the fucking...
Nah, facts. And it was like, if she would have kicked me out, because the crazy thing is, not to make this shit long and drawn out,
right?
My mom and dad was married for 26 years.
Okay.
So my dad was the super go-to-college one. My mom was the hustler.
Yeah.
Like, me and my mom would pass out phone books to get through the week. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? So my mom and dad just split up. So if my mom and dad probably would have stayed together, he probably would have kicked me out.
Yeah.
Mm. But my mom and dad got a divorce after 26 years. And then my mom was like, yo, just pay me $50 a week and do your thing.
And I just seen that you paid your mom's rent for Christmas.
Yeah, I do it every Christmas.
Okay.
But I just put it on. I'm not the big internet type dude.
All the time put it
but
on,
But my
yeah.
friends be like, yo, if you don't put it on the internet, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck it, you
right. Right, fuck it.
Man.
That's dope, though. So you're at that point now. You had no money, and now you're paying your mom's rent every month.
Yeah, I'm not super rich, but I'm like, yo, if I got it, you got it.
Yeah. I see you post, though. You seen that it's crazy how these industry niggas won't start fucking with you until they see you doing good.
Facts. Like, niggas wasn't fucking with me when I didn't have the pink vet or when I didn't have the baby blue Range Rover.
Right.
Like, I was super humble. I was in my mom's crib last November with 100 bands.
Right.
You wouldn't have knew on my Instagram or nothing.
Yeah.
I had 4,000 followers.
Yeah.
But my friends kept telling me, like, yo, you
gotta do
this. Flex so industry niggas will fuck with you.
Right.
But I'm always super fuck industry. I don't give a fuck about the industry.
Yeah.
And I don't care about taking pictures with none of these niggas or none of the meet and greets or none of the listening parties. I'll stay at home. New Year's Eve, I was on my couch.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? When famous rappers is like, yo, I'm in your city, let's link up. Like, I don't do that because I know when I don't do for these industry niggas, they're gonna yell, fuck you.
Yeah.
So I'm always, fuck you first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you can't say, fuck me later.
Yeah, you be chilling and playing video games in the house, Nerf ordering
guns.
Food. Yeah, exactly.
All type of shit. I'm me. I'm a big kid. Like, I don't care about none of the industry shit. I don't care about none of the clout.
Right.
But I had to do that. I had to buy the pink vet to let these niggas know, like, sometimes you gotta show off your hood trophies and your rewards. So niggas will know you're not doing this shit. Like, this is not a game, nigga.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's why I said that.
Gotta flex the lows, flex the muscles.
So, what's your favorite interview to date? Like, yeah.
Just all the hood shit, man. All the real shit. Like, I mean, I've gotten to a few. I got into a tussle with Kevin Gates. But that's on YouTube, so I don't want to keep talking about that. But just the hood shit,
right,
going to Chicago.
Gotta look at
going to Chicago, ducking and dodging, and going to Baton Rouge, and
just all that.
Just the real shit. Yeah. Going to the corner store with the rappers and eating real.
That's
chicken
where the best food is. The hole in the walls and all the hoods. But that's what I always say. Bring me to the hood. Wherever city I go, I'd be like, bring me to the hood. Take me to the hood.
Nah, facts.
So you was talking about how the industry niggas be like, fuck you if you don't, whatever. Right. They be getting hella mad about your top 10.
So mad, and I'm not biased. Like, some of the favorite artists on those lists, they get mad at me the most. And people think I'm biased. Oh, you only putting them? Nah. These niggas be mad at me. Like, I be getting banned from cities.
So what was it? What was your top 10?
Well, I do every city.
He does, like, every city.
Just every city.
So if you go, like, but they'll, like, send him shit. Fuck that nigga.
Yeah, guns, waving guns to the cameras and all that. Like,
this one nigga had a little ass gun, like that Harlem Nights nigga.
What the hell you think you're doing with that little shit? Stop it! Don't shoot that little motherfucker no more!
Ignorant niggas, I don't think niggas realize how ignorant they look when they do that shit in the moment. But one day they're gonna look back on that type of shit like, damn, I was an ignorant.
Right, and I feel like it helps the city. Like, it's so many, it's like these lists I make are up and coming lists. So nobody really know about these artists.
Right.
But the way I make it, you can go through these lists and click on them and find out about them.
Right.
So it's really helping more than hurting.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
And you have a team now, like where before it was all you and all
I have
now
a small team.
Small
I have
team.
A team of like 3 or 4 people and they're all women. So.
But you're,
Yeah.
But you're still heavily involved. You're
definitely.
Yeah,
like, definitely. Like, they're all, like, Florida our number one market right now, and Quasha, that's like the number one person who works for me or with me. I don't like saying work for me,
right?
But she lives in Orlando, so
You have people everywhere.
Yeah, I got my assistant, she's based out of Milwaukee, and then I got somebody in Houston too, just to keep it Texas based. But although it's not Texas based, but it still started in Texas,
right?
So I gotta keep it, you know what I mean?
Gotta keep it,
yeah.
I fuck with Texas, my kid's in Texas now, so
Texas. So I wanted to ask before we get into something else. You hooped. You say you dropped 40. Where did you hoop at?
I hooped in Arlington, Texas, but Dallas, Fort Worth too, in the hood, Fort Worth, Stop 6, Dallas, Oak Cliff, Pleasant Grove. I hooped everywhere for real. And that's how I really got my name out there because, you know, with the rappers that are people who are rapping now, I used to hoop with.
Yeah, so, basketball, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So traveling AAU. Do y'all got AAU up here?
Yeah.
So just traveling, you know what I mean?
I think Rotary's always one of the best teams.
Just traveling and stuff like that, so.
And then what else do you do outside of Say Cheese?
Now I own 2 18-wheelers. Me and my friend, we just partnered up on, he has an 18-wheeler company.
Okay.
So I invested 2. So I'll be getting money until like 2022 with him.
That's what's up.
And I'm about to buy 2 houses just this year. So
are you gonna sell Say Cheese?
Never.
I
was before.
Okay.
I was gonna sell it for like $350.
Right. I said something about
that.
And
it was a dude at first. What's so funny was in 2011 I got like an $80,000. It was $87,000. It was like $82,000 or $87,000.
Right.
And this was when I was broke and I had talked to my mom, and my mom was like, like I said, we were struggling.
Yeah.
So she was like, yo, you should sell the money and try to, but something just told me not to, because I was making money.
Yeah.
Like,
right,
so,
he was making cool.
I was surviving.
Yeah.
And then it was a dude, don't give me the line. I got to ask my friend, he's out of Atlanta. He's like, I don't want to call him a dope boy, but this nigga getting hella money.
Right.
He wanted to buy it in like 2014 for like $350.
Yeah.
And then my investor, he's a Prophet. They know Prophet. My investor was going to try to buy some stock into it and shit like that, but I was like, nah.
Yeah.
Because at this time, I'm making some cool money.
Yeah, you're like, it's my shit.
The price they're trying to buy for, I pretty much already made.
Don't sell it.
No, don't sell it.
I can't promise that.
Like, sell it to somebody like, black, though, if you do. Keep it within.
You can sell it to them.
Sell it to some niggas.
What if BET sell it to Asians?
See, don't do that.
So, since you really started ground up, we need to know, what advice do you have for us? Even us, entrepreneurs, bloggers.
Stay consistent. Stay consistent. And I mean, my blueprint's not going to work for everybody, but I was never super local with it. Like, at first I was, but I mean, you just got to, sometimes you got to brand out too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like sometimes people get caught into the whole local thing that they miss out on the national blessings. So, and stay consistent, you know what I'm saying? Like, stay consistent every day. One of my biggest pet peeves is niggas who complain on the internet. Like, if you go back, you'll never see me complain or subtweet anybody. Right. I always got it out the mud. Like I said before, me and my mom were passing out phone books. I used to go get my blood, my shit. For a few dollars. Right. Like, I used to go take surveys. And my mom used to sit in surveys and act like she knew what they was talking about to get, like, $300 or $400. Like, and I never went.
You got to take odd jobs if you ain't doing it.
Definitely. And to see the difference is the difference between me and other niggas, when shit goes bad, I get off the internet. I get off the internet and make a change. Mm-hmm. With these new niggas, when shit go bad, they run to the internet.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get niggas.
I don't want to be a new nigga no more.
Facts.
Okay, so we're going to play a couple games for you because we know you got to go. Okay, we're going to fuck, marry, kill. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hillary Clinton, Sarah Palin, Tommy Lauren.
You asking me?
Yeah, fuck, marry, kill.
Then since Bill Clinton cheated, I think I fuck Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
To make Bill Clinton mad.
Right.
And then I think I'd marry Tommy.
Oh my gosh, would you?
And then I kill Sarah.
Yeah, I guess it's tough.
I think I'm getting her mixed up. Oh, I think I'll kill Tommy and
Tommy.
Fuck. What?
You have a list?
Oh, oops.
No.
Oh shit.
I'm not supposed to have a list?
No, we want it to be. You're not supposed to know. We're supposed to be.
You said the name.
No, yeah, I know.
No, you're talking about until we tell you.
Oh, yeah. Shit, my bad. Go.
Yeah. I was wondering about my script.
I was like, oh, he has your script.
Yeah, I was like,
you had his. I was like, okay, Nicole Murphy, Jennifer Lopez, Lisa Ray. Tommy Lauren is always the blonde bitch
the
that hella annoying
hates.
That everyone hates. Sarah Palin, though, she's the annoying bitch that was supposed to be vice president with fucking...
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know. Okay.
They're all... I mean, it's all bad.
So what again?
Fuck, marry, kill.
Who? Oh, I'm not supposed to...
Clinton, Palin, Tommy Lauren. Gonna fuck...
Am I supposed to say their name or am I supposed like I don't get
it. Yeah. Who would you fuck? Who would you fuck?
I just did it.
You
said I did it wrong.
We're asking, were you confused because you said you don't know who they were.
No. Oh, I definitely you know what? I think I fucked the Tommy girl.
Yeah.
She's some black dick in her life.
Yeah. That's what I say.
And then I think I would marry Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm. And kill Palin.
Yeah, because,
that's
right.
Better.
Okay.
That's how I was hoping. I was like, you gotta marry fucking Tommy Lauren. That's fucking horrible.
But I think that'll make me lit too, though. Like,
I guess so.
I mean, it wouldn't make me. I mean, some people may see me as a sellout because niggas was mad at Charlamagne when he was around there, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
Mary, though. Nicole Murphy, Jennifer Lopez, Lisa Ray.
Damn. I'd fuck Jennifer Lopez. Marry Lisa Ray, right?
Yeah.
And then I just kill the other one.
Nicole Murphy.
Yeah.
Okay. Kelly Rowland, Solange, Beyonce.
I would fuck Beyonce to make Jay-Z mad. And then I would, who, Carrie Hilson?
No, Kelly Rowland.
Kelly Rowland?
Yeah.
Kelly Rowland, I'll marry her.
Real nigga.
And then I'll kill the other one.
Laura London, Black China, Christina Milian.
I would kill Lauren London. And then, who's the other one?
Black China, Christina Milian.
I'll kill Black China. I'd marry Lauren London because she's single now, Nipsey said. And then I'll kill the other one.
Nipsey said, okay. Yeah. Okay. Would you rather always have ashy hands or chapped lips for the rest of your life?
Ooh, I hate having ashy hands, but lips is everything. Man, I think I had to go with ashy hands.
I hate how it feels. I hate having ashy hands.
At least you wear gloves, but you can't be in nobody's face with cracked lips.
Damn.
Exactly.
That's like a good one.
Would you rather go bald or never be able to get another haircut?
I'd just get dreads and just grow it out.
Would you rather be able to travel to the future for 10 minutes or to the past for an hour?
Damn, I'll travel to the past because I think going to the future is kind of like spoiling. I like living in a moment.
Would you rather be completely invisible for one day or be able to fly for one day?
Invisible, because I can just run in a bank and just huddle and just get everything.
Would you rather have three thumbs or three nostrils?
Three thumbs.
Yeah, what the fuck? Three thumbs? Because
I can grab her ass extra tight.
Would you rather only be able to eat meat, but you gain no weight, or be vegan and you'd be fat?
Meat, no weight. I'm not against meat. Like, y'all, like, I'm not a vegan.
I don't
eat pork,
anymore.
But I eat meat. No homo.
Would you rather give up internet for 5 years or your sight for 6 months?
Sight, because the internet is how I make my money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. One more thing and then we're done. First thing you do if you wake up and your girl is holding your phone.
Man, that shit already happened. I just take that L. Hold it. Yo, somebody, she just deleted my last 20 interviews on Say Cheese are all gone.
She deleted them?
Just yesterday.
That's
funny. No, she's not even my girl, yo. Like,
she's
fucking out of line then.
Wow. Well,
first thing you buy when you win the lotto.
First thing I'll buy?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. I'm trying to be politically correct. my mama house? Like, well, I mean,
like,
I don't know.
That's what you're supposed to say. Right. Like, yeah. My mama house. First thing you say when you meet a new chick?
What is my pickup line? I'm not corny like that. I just go with what it is. You know
say
mean?
Cheese, bitch.
Like, I mean, I just, every chick is different. Like, you know? Every chick is different.
First thing you do when you get pulled over?
I just take out my driver's. I don't smoke, so I don't have to hide my weed and shit like y'all. Y'all be having to hide y'all.
Turn the AC on and shit. Yeah.
First thing you do when you wake up?
I check my phone.
First thing you did when you bought your pink Corvette?
Well, at first it was black, so I went and got it pink.
First thing you wish for from a genie?
From a genie?
Yes.
Stop the violence.
Name one thing you lied to your ex about.
Sending girls money.
Name one thing you can't stand when someone does during an interview.
When they're doing an interview, when they're just really short. Like, nigga, why are you keeping it short with me?
Elaborate, right. Nigga. Shit.
Yeah, like, make, you know what I mean?
What the fuck is this? Right. Name one thing you add to every meal.
Huh?
Name one thing you add to every meal.
I want to say salt.
Really?
Like, meal, food?
Yeah.
Salt, like seasoned salt.
Name one thing you can't leave your house without.
Phone. Keys. Shoes.
That's it.
I love this shit, man.
That's it. Thank you.
Shout out to the Nelly and Mac show, man.
Mac, like, and Nelly.
Mac and Nelly. Nelly Mac.
She,
you know,
really run
I
the
let
shit,
him.
But on some shit, like, y'all could be up there with the podcast, man. Like,
did you like it?
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
We start, yeah, this is, like I said, this is our 11th episode.
10th.
Technically. Episode 10, we did a pilot as episode 0.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But yeah.
Nah, man. I mean, I appreciate it.
It was easy interviewing him. You were good. Well, you interviewed because, you know, sometimes other people have been like,
yeah.
You know? Yeah. Exactly. He's like, da, 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 da. He's like, thank you.
Yeah, man, appreciate it.
So, music time.
Music time.
This episode, I chose Mahalia Sober.
If I've learned anything at all with us, no matter how I add it all, one plus one is none. I've been at this party for some time now, sipping on Bacardi till it runs out. You are in the corner with your head down. I don't even wanna know what that's about. Cause you're the one that's always getting too wasted, and I'm the one that's never that intoxicated. Tonight I'm in my feelings, oh I'm faded. But I don't wanna think about the complicated. Oh, young love got me feeling like I can't get up. Wishing for it, but it never left. I thought we'd be together. Oh, it ended so fast. Now that I
what I said. I'm sitting with this love hangover. Boy, it's hurting my.
All right. Poe did not start that where I asked him to, but it's okay.
Yo, I do not need nobody that I deal with to listen to that song. Bitch,
now that I am sober,
bitch, what you mean?
I
take that shit back.
What I said.
You can't take it back, bitch. I got screenshots. No, I'm playing.
Fuck your screenshots. I know what I said. Nigga.
I know what I said. That's because you're the dumb nigga. You sober. You're 11, you know, bitch. You got me on the brittle and shit. Let me fuck that. Take this drink. So, this time I picked Tyler, the Creator. He got this song called Boredom that I fuck with. I don't usually fuck with Tyler, the Creator song. But, that's it.
Serious, I ate them all, dry box the bodies, yeah, I caught them. If we're talking about real meals, that's my stomach, he ain't saw them. I've been in this fucking room so long, my eyeballs are turning to drywall. My friends suck, fuck them, I'm over them. Hi, y'all, y'all ain't hit me all day. What the fuck is the problem? Is it me? Cause I'm not solved, I'm bored.
That was Tyler, the Creator. With boredom. That shit was,
I like that.
Yeah.
I fuck that with was that. Nice. All right. Pet peeves.
You know, I usually don't fuck with that weird ass thing. Even though he's dope.
Pet peeves.
You know what I'm saying?
Stop.
I don't like that shit.
For sure, bro.
So, my pet peeves is positive vibes. Fucking hate that shit. It's annoying as fuck. Fuck your positive vibes. Real vibes only. That's what you guys need to say. Fake ass positive vibes. Tired of them.
The vibes be positive, but they be fake.
Fake as fuck. Positive ass. Yeah, no.
As soon as you leave, you be like that, bitch.
It's like, I feel like even if I'm saying some crazy shit, it's still positive. I'm dead ass. It's positive. Take it in a positive way. It's real vibes all 2018.
Hashtag.
I think I said that last year too. I think I always say
it. I mean, you know?
Yeah. Anyway, that's it.
It's always relevant.
I like the Fab in the Jadakiss album.
I do too.
Nightmares ain't as bad as they seem. My nigga.
Ugly nigga guidelines. Guidelines.
All right. Guidelines. Ugly nigga guidelines.
Yeah.
Hello. Oh my God. These are my confessions. I'm at the studio, man. Let me stop, because I will clown, and I have to
go
back on this.
Shout out to the ugly niggas of the world. Ugly niggas, MUU, hashtag MUU. It is your president, Mr. Mack. I have to regrettably confess some things to you. My brethren, who I so fearlessly lead in this ugly, ugly world. I have broken the ugly nigga guidelines. The sacred rules of the nigga guidelines. I have stepped into fine nigganess and did some shit that ugly niggas should not do. Honestly, fuck that. No nigga should do it. I fucked around and went out on my relationship and now it's over. So I just wanted to confess to my brothers that I was out here slipping. I was out here fucking up. And I want to sincerely apologize to the young lady that I was in a relationship with.
I'm sorry for fucking around with Keisha and Michaela. For all the Georgia peaches in Decatur. For all these bitches in the elevator. I just want you to love me. Yeah, baby, don't test me. You know I'll do it. You want me to say your name, girl?
Okay, Karrueche.
In this is sincerely an apology. This ain't no script.
How is this a fucking ugly nigga guy like? I'm dead.
I'm just trying to let my ugly niggas know that I too am flawed. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not perfect out here. So don't
think. Your guideline is.
My guideline is.
My guideline is. Don't.
But yes, my guideline is play as fuck up. You ain't perfect just because you ugly.
What?
Ugly niggas ain't perfect either, okay? Shit.
I can't. You ain't ugly. Exactly. I get what you're saying now, though. Niggas try to act like because they ugly than that because they gonna be cool. Nah, ugly niggas ain't shit, too.
All right. So that's the guy laughing for the week. We probably gonna erase some of that, dog. But it's cool.
You'll probably erase
some. So I wanted to bring up AIM. It's Advocates in Motion. It's advocacy for relicensing. And so if any of you niggas out there need your license reinstated, they can help you. Because I think mine is about to get suspended on the 1st for 2 tickets I didn't pay. So I'm going to need that, actually. Advocates in Motion. And you can contact a consultant at 425-626-2642.
I also want to bring up, again, February 21st, P&B Rock coming out. I'm hosting. Lil Baby was added to the bill for all you Lil Baby fans.
Lil Baby.
My man Huey P is on the bill. So, yeah, come out to that. February 21st, Showbox Soto.
Get your tickets.
Get your tickets.
Hey.
Follow Taj King on Facebook. T-A-J-K-I-N-G.
Die of the day.
My thought of the day is when you got people around you that are building something or, you know, coming up with a business, a podcast, music, whatever it be, support your people, man. Don't, like what Dog said, motherfuckers only want to support you when you popping. Is that what he said, Sean?
Right.
Support your people now, man, on this come up, man.
Right.
And don't be half in it. And if you don't like it, be real with that person, you know, or tell them what they can do better. Quit just hopping on bandwagons, man. 2018, support your people, especially McAnally.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Sorry. Bye, niggas.
Bye, niggas.
Bye, niggas.
I'm 2-1 in this party. I might call up Tinashe. I need Kendall and Kylie.
Thank you for tuning in to McAnally. Please follow us on all our social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at McAnally, McAnnelly.
Yo. $100 bills for all my girls in Atlanta. I know niggas.